So it is now 3:38 and you are listening to Smoke Radio with Sophie Hawkins. We are live from the open day of the University of Westminster this year. And I'm hoping now that I'm not going to put all these people off that have come into the room because if Matthew Linfoot finds out that I've upset these wonderful people and they now don't want to come to uni, it's going to be quite awkward for me at my graduation. Anyway, so now I'm joined by some actual real-life prospective students. So, guys, do you want to say hi?
Hi.
Hello.
They're excellent. Oh, that was good already. You're already going to get in. It's fine.
Oh, thank you very much.
So, do you want to introduce yourselves to the wonderful public of Smoke Radio listeners?
Well, hi, Smoke. I'm Tom.
Great.
Hello, my name's Mukhtar.
Excellent. And you guys have come on the open day. Have you liked what you've seen so far?
So far, yeah, it's been fantastic. Really do like it here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been very nice and interesting.
Good. And Stephen Mitchell hasn't ruined it for you, has he? Because I can't believe they've let him take tours, quite frankly.
Not quite yet, but I have a feeling.
The day is still young.
Yeah, exactly.
He's standing there, he's sort of lurking, I think, at the back now. Anyway, so yeah, it was great to have you here. And hopefully we'll give you a good impression of Smoke Radio and the radio subject in general, and hopefully, you know, I won't do anything too wrong. Stephen's looking at me like, yes you will. But anyway, it doesn't really matter. What I've sort of been going with today is, if you look like and sound like you know what's going on, then people will think that you do, and then if something goes wrong, they'll assume that it's not your fault. Anyway, so we're going to play a quick game here, and this is something that I play on my show. Great show, 10 to 11 sometimes. Make sure you're listening, guys. I'll send you a link. This is what I'm doing, essentially, just trying to poach listeners. So this game is called Tweet or Track. Okay. It sounds complicated, but it isn't. It's not very well thought through. It's not a very complicated game. But hopefully one of you will win, and you will win something from the Wilkinson's Bag of Joy. Do you want to rustle the bag? I mean, we could just show you what's in the bag. This is what's up for grab.
Oh, pot noodles.
Pot noodles, nice. Because we know what students like. You may also notice that next to that is a 20 multi-pack of scouring pads.
Wow.
Now, there is a method to this. I was talking about it a little bit earlier on the show. Something that all students do, and probably a lot of you do anyway, is obviously, like, sometimes when you move to uni, it's the first time that you really have to do all of your own washing up, all of your own cooking and stuff like that. And I think everybody does this, where you've cooked yourself a big meal and, you know, you've done pasta, you've got a pan, you've got a dirty plate, dirty thing. And instead of washing it up, you just go, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to leave that to soak. I'm just going to put some washing up liquid in, put some water in, and that will soak.
Yeah, and then 24 days later, it's still there. Yeah.
So a week later, you've just got scuzzy water. So I thought what would be good is to buy some scouring pads for everybody. So
thoughtful.
Thank you.
I know. And I don't imagine that you're going to go to many open days and come back with a scouring pad.
No.
So I thought that might make a really good impression.
It'll take some explaining, won't it?
Yeah. And they're all different colours as well. You know, I didn't go cheap. Well, I did go cheap, but not that cheap. I could have gone with just a generic green pack, but we've got pinks, yellow and green.
You really are treating us, aren't you?
I am, aren't I? Anyway, so we're going to get on with the game. So Stephen Mitchell, you are going to keep score, okay? Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to read some sentences, and you've got to tell me whether you think that someone has tweeted this or whether it is really cringy song lyrics, okay?
Okay.
So some of the artists I have featured are the ever wonderful Avril Lavigne.
Oh, fantastic.
Everyone remember her?
Nice.
I even got one from Delta Goodrum. Does anyone remember her? Married Brian McFadden.
I really want to say I do, but I've just no idea.
I'll be honest with you. You're not entirely missing out if you don't remember who she is. Okay, so I'll just do a couple, and you can both say whether you think it's a tweet or a track. Okay,
right.
So the first one. Losing someone you love isn't easy, but losing yourself is worse. Do you think that is a tweet or a track? See, you're all loving this game already. I can see it in your eyes.
I'm pretty sure it's a track.
You think it's a track?
Yeah, I'm going to go with tweet.
You're going to go with tweet. Okay. I feel like we should have a drum roll, but it's not really worth it. That one was a tweet.
Yay.
So well done. 1-0. 1-0. Okay.
I'm going to win those sponges, I tell you. It's going to happen.
You're going to be so upset if you go home spongeless now. Okay. Unless your girlfriend is Rihanna, she's not going to love the way you lie. Is that a track or a tweet?
I'm going to go with tweet again.
Tweet.
I'm really getting serious about this. I don't like it. I really want to win. I'm going to go with tweet as well.
That one was a tweet. Congratulations.
Okay. Yes.
Still 2-1. It's getting intense. I feel it. I feel it. I drive a Rolls Royce because it's good for my voice.
It's a track.
You reckon track?
Yeah, I think it's a track.
I'm going to go with track as well.
Yes, that was a track. Okay. Oh, God, this is... Are you keeping score, Stephen? Excellent. Well done. It's not... It won't come to a shock to you that I don't have entire confidence in Stephen back there. Oh, dear. No matter how much it hurts now, someday you will look back and realise your struggle has changed your life forever.
Oh, that's a lyric.
You think it's a lyric?
I'm going to go with tweet in hope that he's wrong.
That one is a tweet.
Nice.
Well,
yes.
Done. Curveball. Bit of a curveball. That does sound like an old Delta Goodrum track, though. Okay. Love the heart that hurts you, but never the heart that loves you.
I'm going to go with lyric again.
I'm going to go with track.
That one was a tweet. Oh, no points there. Okay, one more. See, I love this game. I think I always enjoy the game much more than anyone else that plays it, because I just really like looking up the lyrics in the first place and thinking, that's rubbish. Okay. I thought I had all the answers, never giving in. But baby, since you've gone, I admit that I was wrong.
Oh, that's a track.
Track?
Yep.
Yeah, it has to be a track.
Yes, it is. Yeah. So, Stephen, have you got the scores on the doors?
I'm going to work it out.
On the windows? He's working it out. You can hear the cogs whirring.
It's a tie.
Oh, God, we're going to have to do a tiebreaker.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you ready?
It's serious now, isn't it? Wow.
Those sponges are going home with me.
I'm freaking out.
You know what?
Out.
I won't be too disappointed now. I've got over the sponges a little bit, yeah.
Okay. Ready?
Yep.
This is Urban Outfitters. What sort of smug look would you like us to give you this evening?
Tweet? Jinx.
Yep.
Does that mean I win? Seems I jinxed him.
No, it does not work like that. That one was a track. Okay, so we're in another tie break. Okay. Trust your instincts. No one knows you better than you.
Tweet.
Track.
That one. Decider. Oh. That one was a tweet.
Yay!
Congratulations. So you can win. You're going to win a pot noodle. How do you feel?
I feel great.
Yeah? You've got a look of triumph about you, I have to say.
Thank you.
I think this is probably, even if you don't get into the uni now, who cares? You got a pot noodle.
I got a pot noodle. That's the highlight of my day.
You practically live the uni life.
Literally.
Right now.
Yeah.